Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am in. Daniel Coxagna, C-O-C-C-A-G-N-A. Daniel, as you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Coxagna as described in my report of 11-14-17. Pretty is now a 62-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 10-18-13. Period. He was a driver on a New Jersey Transit vehicle when it was struck from behind. Pretty states he was thrown forward and hit his head on the visor with no loss of consciousness. Pretty believes he injured his head, neck, right shoulder, back, and leg, and went to the emergency room afterwards. Pretty had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Pretty states he had he had total hip arthroplasties bilaterally and repair of a shoulder slap tear. Pretty received injections to the cervical and lumbar spine by Dr. Tim Brown. Period. He continues to receive treatment from this individual. Period. New paragraph. The only new medical record provided is that of an evaluation done by Dr. Baliga, B-A-L-I-G-A, on 5/18/23. Period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment and diagnostic workup, as well as his award of compensation on 6/10/20, and the amount of 37.5% partial total, a portion of 22.5% of the right shoulder, 7.5% of the neck, and 7.5% of the back. Period. He wrote the petitioner had relocated to Western Virginia. Period. He asserted he had worsening of his lumbar spine condition by way of higher levels of pain, more frequently without any specific antecedent trauma. Pretty sought additional treatment in Virginia, but Dr. Baliga did not have documentation pertaining to that. Period. However, he did note that Dr. Brown ordered updated x-rays of the lumbar spine and placed him on a steroid pack and physical therapy. Period. Dr. Brown also ordered an MRI to study the lumbar spine, which reportedly did not show any significant new pathology. Period. It was also noted he underwent a workup that showed advanced osteoarthritis in both hips and underwent right total hip replacement surgery on 12/21/21 and left total hip replacement surgery in March 2022. Period. After the hip replacement surgery, his back pain transiently improved and then recurred at increased intensity without any new trauma. Period. Another course of physical therapy and steroids. Period. He currently reported right shoulder and cervical spine conditions were stable. Period. However, he did offer several complaints pertaining to the low back and sciatica down the left leg. Period. Dr. Baliga offered ...7.5% of the lumbar spine over the previously noted award of compensation, secondary to a history of a lumbar sprain and strain injury with findings of pre-existing lumbar disc pathology, now with residuals of increased chronic low back pain, progressive loss of lumbar range of motion, lumbar myofascial pain syndrome, and chronic lumbosacral radiculopathy. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had a muscular and trim physique. Period. Extremities upper. Most of the shoulders were full bilaterally with crepitus. Pretty states that this has been present since he served in the military. Period. Motion of both shoulders was full in all independent spheres. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the right shoulder and a possible biceps droop. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to L1 on the right and T12 on the left. He had motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers. Was full on all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, interlocking. Shoulder maneuvers normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed bilateral oblique linear scars around overlying his buttocks consistent with his hip arthroplasties. Compare the rest of that section is normal. Hips and pelvis normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heels, complaining of low back pain. Appeared he walked on his toes without pain. Appeared by way of range of motion, he extended to 10 degrees with tenderness. Appeared he performed flexion, bilateral rotation, and side bending fully without discomfort. Appeared there was tenderness about patient, about the L4 spinous process, comma, both greater trochanters and the left iliac crest, but not the right. Appeared the rest of that section is normal impressions. Insert what is marked from my prior impressions. In paragraph since evaluated here, the petitioner relocated to Virginia and had repeat MRI of the lumbar spine as well as medications from Dr. Brown. Period. He denies any new injuries to the involved areas. Brady complained to Dr. Beliga that his low back pain had increased without any antecedent trauma. Period. He had transient improvement in the back pain after his hip surgeries. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be full range of motion about the right shoulder, where there was healed surgical scarring. Period. He had healed surgical scarring consistent with bilateral total hip arthroplasties as well. Period. Lumbar extension was limited to 10 degrees with tenderness, but was otherwise full with no discomfort. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver was negative bilaterally at 90 degrees for low back or radicular complaints. Period. New paragraph, insert what I've marked about the permanency levels in my prior report. That is the end.